Hi, this is a dictation for a patient, Michael Brown, MichaelBrown. Date of service, 10/29/2025. Date of accident is 10/26/2025. Date of birth is 9/17/1988. Patient is here as a new patient evaluation after this accident. Chief complaint is moderate pain in the neck and the lower back, localized without any radiculopathy, mild headaches. Patient attributes all of the symptoms to the presence of accident that he was involved in. History of the automobile accident is detailed as follows. On 10/26/2025, the patient was traveling as a rear passenger on the right. There were total three people in this car, Mazda sedan, and they were traveling at around 11:49 p.m. And they were traveling 6 miles in Wyoming, W-Y-O-M-I-N-G, in Detroit. Patient reports that they were hit by a pickup truck that rear-ended them while they were trying to make a right turn from Wyoming to 6 Mile. The damage was mostly to the back part of the vehicle. The trunk and the bumper was damaged quite a bit, but the car was drivable. There was no breakage of the glass. There was no damage to inside structures like headrest, steering wheel, dashboard, no glass break, and they were traveling at 25 miles an hour while the other cars were in excess of 40 to 50 miles an hour. He was not wearing a seatbelt. Airbag did not deploy. There was no loss of consciousness. It was a hit-and-run accident. Police came to the scene. Ambulance came to the scene. And regarding the injury, patient reports that he doesn't remember any direct trauma, no a trauma to the head or neck, but he experienced whiplash after he jarred into the headrest. But there was no laceration, no fracture, no dislocation, no chest trauma, pelvic trauma, abdominal trauma. Patient went to the emergency room, Sinai Grace Hospital, where he was there for 2 hours. He went there by ambulance. No x-ray, no CT scan was done. He was discharged on medications like Motrin. History of the presenting illness, patient is suffering from headaches that are 5 on a scale of 1 to 10, mostly to the front of the head. And they're constant, moderate, sensitive to the light, and not associated with any nausea, vomiting, seizures, or aura. Patient has mild dizziness, but no vertigo, no vision issues, no ringing in the ear, no balance problem, memory problem, no orientation problem, no taste or smell issues, no pain in the face or TMJ, no contusion lacerations. Further, patient has no sudden anesthesia, denies any sleep disturbance, no anxiety, depression, panic, no weakness, lightheadedness, numbness, tingling, or difficulty walking, denies any incontinence of the bowel or urine. Patient reports that he has a neck pain, which is around 4 in the middle of the neck. Lower back pain is around 6. And there's no radiculopathy or radiation of the pain. Pain are constant and described as throbbing, aching, tender. They are 6 to 7 on a scale of 1 to 10. And ADLs are affected 6. Modified factor for the pain is worsened by lying down and bending and improved by rest. He can walk okay, sit okay, stand okay, sleep okay. He doesn't have any muscle weakness or bladder bowel incontinence. He has had no treatment so far. Please review the records for system review, surgical history, allergies history, employment, family and legal history, as well as personal history, ADLs and diagnosis also. Physical examination, blood pressure is 193 over 157, pulse 119, pulse ox is 100, respiratory rate is 17, temperature 97.0, height is 6 feet, and weight is 190. The patient is a 37-year-old black male of a average build and nutrition, alert, oriented, cooperative, and conscious, no sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, colonicia. Patient doesn't appear to be in acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain phases. Doesn't appear to be anxious or lethargic. Patient has a good attitude, demeanor. Dress and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk well and is mobile independent without using any adapter device. Rest of the exam comes from the template, including neurological, psychological, musculature are all normal. Musculoskeletal inspection, palpation is normal. Use the template. Spine tenderness. Minimal tenderness is noticed at L5, S1 area. No SI joint tenderness is noticed. No cervical spine or thoracic. Range of motion of the cervical spine is normal. At cervical spine, forward flexion is 50, extension is 60, bilateral side flexion is 45, bilateral rotation is 80. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is found to be 45, extension is 15, bilateral side flexion 15, bilateral rotation is 25. The hyperextension was not painful. The rest of the maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain in the cervical spine, Hoffman sign, Sperling sign, Lermit test, distraction test, Soto Hall test are all negative. Thoracic spine, Roots test, Lump test is negative. Lumbar spine, Brzezinski, Kernick test is negative. Straight leg raising test was found positive at 40 degrees bilaterally with CLR being positive. CAM test was positive, Bregar test and Babinski sign was negative. SI joint are non-tender and standing flexion test, iliac compression test, distraction test, favor test, Donsler test are all negative. Extremities examination is unremarkable. Please use the template. Diagnosis from the diagnosis page, plan of care from the template. Treatment plan. The patient is provided order for physical therapy to provide therapy for neck and the lower back and possibly SI joints if there is pain is there. And in addition, the patient is provided with the medication, which is Celebrex, 200 milligram a day for stomach protection, for anti-inflammatory, Acifex, 20 milligram twice a day for stomach protection, Flexeril, 10 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxations and sleep, Tylenol with codeine number 4, PRN for pain relief, Elevil 50 milligram PRN for depression, anxiety, GAD disorder, Neurontin 600 milligram twice a day for nerve pain, lidocaine ointment for topical pain relief. Disability patient is allowed to continue to work full duty without any restrictions. The maps have been reviewed, new labs have been ordered, and non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. Review of available MRI, other imaging records. None are available. Medical records are being ordered, released from this. Thus, San Agres Hospital that patient went in. Interventional pain procedures, none are being recommended. Surgical options, neuropsych, attended care, and case worker, none. Investigations, none. DMEs, patient is being provided with a back brace and a tense unit for further help with the healing. Education is yes. Weight loss program, not warranted. Follow visit in 15 days, direct contact, yes. Thank you.